You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, and I am talking to you after working all day on the website again. It's been kind of a crazy week for me, honestly. I had a lot of work, you know, in my professional life, and then I had a ton of stuff going on with the website. So if you're keeping track of the website at all, again, it's fagsworshipalphas.com. There are just definitely some developments there. First and foremost is we now have a Discord server that's connected to the website now, and well, sort of. And I know nothing about Discord at all. Other than, you know, I sort of had a vague idea about what it does, but and I've had people pestering me to start something like this, and I just kept putting it off because I was thinking, you know, I don't have any time for that. But an alpha stepped in named Austin, and he calls himself God Austin on the server. But he knew something about Discord, and so he lent a hand, and then eventually he ended up having to take over the whole thing. And he did a wonderful job, honestly. Like, it's working very well. It's very well organized. It's amazing to see, honestly. So first of all, let's hear it for God Austin, okay? Let's give him a round of applause. Yes. So, yeah, the Discord server is interesting. The link is in the sticky post at the top of the website. So don't ask me how to get there, okay? Because I gave you the link. I think people were really surprised at how quickly the Discord server started filling up with people. It's not surprising to me because I see the traffic numbers on the website and across my social media, and I know that there are lots of people out there, you know, following the website. So it didn't really surprise me that much that all these people started filing onto the Discord server. It's really neat to see them all interacting with each other. So, again, I know nothing about Discord, so, you know, I'm going to be learning. I learned a few things today, which is good, so I'm trying my best, okay? It's hard to concentrate on Discord servers and building that whenever you've got dick on the mind, okay? I was able to release a French translation of May I Serve You, Sir. There's 270 million French-speaking people in the world, so surely some of them can put that book to use. So a young French faggot named Lucas did the translation, did a wonderful job. He was very fast. And so I thank him for that. Another round of applause, please. Anyway, I wanted to talk today about the story that I posted today about Master Matt. So Master Matt, he recently, I don't know, he was fucking his faggot and whatever, and he was just marveling at how like sexy Michael, his faggot, is, you know, and how much he enjoys fucking Michael. And it kind of made him worried all of a sudden. He thought, am I turning gay, you know, because he's a straight alpha, okay? And he was really concerned about it. And he came to me and asked me some questions, and I was like, no, you know, you're not gay. You're not turning gay, okay? And he was spent a couple of days, you know, talking to Master Nick and Master Jin, mulling it over. He seemed a little moody, you know, honestly. And I was kind of concerned about him. I mean, it's not like he's going to jump off a bridge, okay? But, like, I don't know. I just don't like seeing great alpha males, you know, be confused or be, like, off their game, you know what I mean? So, so I wrote that post, and if you get a chance, I would recommend that you look at it, because it goes into more than just Master Matt's experience with faggots. So I wrote the post to try to explain why straight alphas, you know, are attracted to faggots, you know, once they start owning them and using them, and how it doesn't really change anything about their sexuality, okay? And sexuality is not something you can just really change. You're born gay or straight or whatever, and that's what you are, you know? And, you know, human beings have sex with things for a variety of different reasons, you know? So, and it's not always sexual attraction. And I've talked about this ad nauseum on the website. So it's, you know, with straight alpha, it's mostly about power, okay? And I use the illustration in the post about a recent story that I put on the website, or true story, about Master Seb and his alpha friend, Raul, okay? And Raul's reaction to seeing Master Seb's faggot naked in chastity is very significant. Because, and it tells you everything about why straight men, you know, get turned on by faggots, okay? You know, Raul saw Master Seb's faggot naked and saw the chastity cage, and he immediately, I mean, Master Seb said, used the word pounced on the faggot and practically raped him. You know, I'm just saying, it was very aggressive fucking and breeding. So there's a trigger there that happens in the mind and heart of an alpha when he sees a faggot in chastity. I use the illustration of being on a lonely highway road and the stoplight turns green. You know, you can do anything at that point, you know, and it's kind of the same way when a faggot's wearing chastity, it's advertising that this faggot is the plaything of a man, okay? And it basically is just telling every man that sees the faggot in a chastity that they can do whatever they want to that faggot, and that faggot will obey. Right? And it's similar to, you know, waving a red cape in front of a bull. Okay? gosh, I really should put that into the post, actually. I just thought of that just now. But it's much like that. You know, the bull doesn't know why it's charging at the red cape. All it just sees is red, okay? And so it's the same with an alpha male, you know. When an alpha male sees a faggot in chastity, it's just instinct, you know. Mount it and breed it, you know. Capture it and kill it. You know, it's this hunter instinct in men. And Master Matt, when he sees his faggots, or his faggot, you know, or when he's fucked Master Nick's faggots, you know, they're all in chastity. They're cute little faggots, you know. But when he sees, you know, Michael in chastity, you know, something takes over him. You know, Michael is his property. And he's going to take it. He's going to take whatever he wants. You know, that faggot is in chastity because of him. He is owned by Master Matt. And Master Matt needs to fuck things and breed it all the time. Okay. In fact, today, he's already bred Michael 3 times. And so... Anyway, you know, and honestly, this Master Nick and Master Jin have the exact same reaction when they see their faggots in chastity. I got to tell you this. Master Nick, a couple of days ago, grabbed Yule and Oliver, 2 of his faggots, 2 very feminine faggots, okay, who are in chastity. He grabbed them, took them in the room, and he cunted them for 4 hours. He fucked them for 4 hours. That's how turned on an alpha male can be in the presence of a caged faggot. It's not made up. It's not a joke. It's the real thing, you know. And... It's just some sort of alchemy that happens when a straight male, straight alpha male sees a faggot. Because I think straight men in general, they're always kind of walking on eggshells in their life, you know, because women, especially nowadays, don't give them really permission to do anything that they want to do, right? For a straight alpha male particularly, you know, it's refreshing to be able to just grab something and fuck it, you know. Men need that. That's how they're built. You know, we can try to civilize an alpha male all we want, but in the end, nature's going to win. And when he sees a faggot in a cage, chastity cage, it's just the same kind of instinct that, you know, a lion feels when it sees an injured gazelle, okay? You know, it's limping across the prairie, the lion sees it, and he's going to pounce on it and devour it, okay? Chastity is kind of like a chastity faggot is essentially, when you boil it kind of down to its essence, it's like an injured, you know, gazelle. It's not a man. It's not a woman either, but it's not a man. I talked about it before. It's the third gender. It's the third gender, the faggot, you know. And it's born to be used by men. And the chastity cage is basically the, okay, come use me, you know. I've said it before on the website, you know, to faggots who said, oh, I can't find an alpha, you know. Put
yourself in chastity and go to the gym and walk around in the locker room in chastity and see what happens, okay? Because when men see that, they generally have two reactions. Either they're totally weirded out to the point where they can't react, or they're like, okay, this hole is available for me to fuck. So if you're wanting to find an alpha male, you know, that's probably a pretty good way to go about it, honestly. I have never been fucked in a gym locker room, but I know lots of faggots who have been in chastity. They paraded around in chastity, and they got the hell fucked out of them, okay? So there is something to it. I just thought that it was, you know, it was interesting to see Master Matt go through that for a few days. And I just want to say this too, okay? All three of the alphas from Toronto, you know, Master Jin, Master Nick, Master Matt, they all have very different personalities. And it's been fascinating to watch each personality deal with being the owner of faggots, right, and using them. Master Matt has always kind of come across as sort of aloof, you know, and kind of, I mean, this is going to sound mean, but I don't mean it to be that way. He always seems like a no-nonsense, you know, just take it and fuck it as hard as you can and come and take off, you know, like really cold, very detached, you know. But he is really, I mean, because of his faggot, I believe, because of owning Michael, I believe he's been really kind of getting in touch with, you know, more complex emotional states. And and it's interesting because he's so, that was so much of my impression of him that, like, I just was kind of blown away by the way he was reasoning out, you know, his sexuality or what, you know, what is actually going on here, you know. And I just didn't know that he had that much depth in him, you know. And I feel a little ashamed that it didn't register with me right away, because I kind of pride myself to be somebody that can catch that sort of thing. But I guess, you know, Master Nick was so spectacularly, you know, Master Nick-ish, you know, that maybe he just kind of distracted me. But, like, Master Matt is really, really just an amazing alpha male, like an amazing apex alpha. And I must tell you that I am so, so grateful that I've gotten to meet those three alphas from Toronto. And they've absolutely been one of the great joys of this website. And I feel like the luckiest faggot in the world that I get to talk to these great, great young men. You know, like, they're just, they're awesome. And they're faggots, all these faggots. They're the luckiest faggots in the world. All six faggots in Toronto and Montreal, they're the luckiest faggots in the world because they get to serve these men. So, you know, I would love to serve any of those three alphas, honestly. I'm not a 20-year-old Asian faggot, but that's what they seem to like, you know. But yeah, it's really just been the greatest honor of my time dealing with the website and everything, getting to know them. And Master Matt in particular, there's just no way. You have to fall in love with this alpha if you're a faggot, you know. He is He's beautiful inside and out. That's all I can say. Okay, well, that's all I've got for today. My little love letter to Master Matt and Master Nick and Master Jen. They're all straight, okay? They're still straight. I gotta tell you, like, I have a kind of a story or two percolating in the background. One of them is, it's sort of a love story between an alpha and a faggot. Both of them, the alpha and the faggot, have been carrying on separate conversations with them. At first, they didn't realize that I was talking to both of them, the other one. So it was kind of fun. But they're extraordinarily literate. I mean, they write very well and very much from the heart, especially the faggot. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to publish this story because it got really big really quickly. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't even gotten to really that I need to get to. In fact, I heard from Master Ahmed again. I'm going to have to get back on that story because it's continues to develop in interesting ways. So it's just it's an ongoing thing, you know. I wish that I didn't have to work in a job and then I could just work on this all the time and pump out material, but I do what I can in my limited time. So anyway, this has been kind of a longer episode. Hope you're still there. I thank you guys for everything. I encourage you guys to get on the Discord server and start making connections. It's always important. And if you have any questions or comments, you can, of course, contact me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or Kick, Normal Submissive, or on Twitter, of course. So all the links are in the sticky post at the top of the site. Anyway, thanks for spending your day with me, and I will talk to you later, okay? I love ya. Bye!